Fox and his friends are not experts. Take these opinions as you will. Perhaps it is satire, perhaps not. There are two kinds of people, those who believe us, and those who continue to enjoy being lied to. If you prefer a comfortable lie over the cold, hard truth, perhaps you should turn this off now. If not, you're one of us. Thank you, conspiracy soldiers.
The military-industrial complex doesn't care about us. We need to stop sending our children to war and dying for the bankers and elites. The medical-industrial complex does not care about us. They need us sick and weak so we can be patients for life. Stop taking their poison. The education system is merely an indoctrination program designed to supply the elites with obedient workers and turn over as much profit as possible at our expense. Let's turn off the television, put down the phone. Let's take our country back. Thanks for being one of us. You are listening to the Conspiracy Soldiers Podcast.
All right, what's up, ladies and germs? Welcome back to the show. I'm here with Julio. What's up?
What up, Fox? What's up, everybody?
It's 4:59 a.m., October 26, 2024. All right. So what's going on?
Just got off work.
Yeah.
We've had to start the podcast later because sometimes, despite the fact that I'll get off at a certain time, it doesn't mean that I have access to lead the dumbs, you know, the deep underground military base. And so I have to like wait for, if there's material moving through a hallway that I don't have clearance for, I have to wait until all of that material's through, including the fucking elevators.
And you get a pass security and all that shit.
So I always get delayed, so we just start later now.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
At least it ain't light out yet.
Yeah. Yeah, like to access some of the elevators. Like, there's one elevator that takes me specifically to where I need. I got to, like, scan in and shit. It won't move unless I scan in.
Nice.
And then in order to get the fuck out of where I work, you got to flash your hands a lot and show that you don't have any documents or any material.
Yeah, that makes sense.
No classified information leaving the dumbs.
So Trump was just on Rogan. They just dropped it a few hours ago.
Yeah.
I didn't get to check it out, but Tony sent me a clip. So I was sleeping when they dropped it. I know they actually did it yesterday morning, but I guess they had to edit it and stuff. You know, they do all that shit, unlike us.
Yeah.
If I would have interviewed Trump yesterday morning, the fucker would have dropped yesterday morning. This show is raw. We don't fuck with it. We just put it out, you know?
That's why it feels so good. We're like the uncircumcised. Well, I mean, it's true.
Don't start it, that shit.
Get one finger and touch the top of your hand. And then take that same finger and touch the palm of your hand. Which one feels different?
I don't know where you're going with this.
We're the palm. We're the uncircumcised podcast. Uncut.
All right. I was listening to another podcast. I don't remember where I heard this shit, but somebody was on there talking about okay, this was one of these paranormal podcasts. She was talking about ghosts and shit. But she was like a Eastern European Catholic. And she was talking about how her there were ghosts. It was like a goat man was following her, and then her brother was dreaming about the same thing. before she even told him. But anyway, her mom called. I think they were Polish. Her mom called back home and ordered. It's like holy water, but they call it something else. But anyway, she was talking about how you pray to different saints for different things that you need. You're Catholic. What's that about?
Yeah, there's a, I think there's patron saints for like everything, you know, like the patron saint of, I don't even know, but there's patron saints for shit. They even sell like little, you know, those candles that Latinos like to burn with like the Virgin Mary and shit on them.
Yeah, what's that about? Who does what is what I'm saying.
I don't know.
Huh. Well, good. Well, fuck, you're Catholic.
Am I supposed to have this memorized?
Yeah. That reminds me. I've been watching the Righteous Gemstones.
I'll save that for a little bit here. All right, so I have a list of patron saints.
All right, there so you go.
The patron saint of abortion or protection against abortion is St. Catherine of Sweden. Let's see, this is alphabetical. The patron saint of alcoholism is John of God.
John of God?
Yeah.
What does that mean, the patron saint of alcoholism?
It says patron saints are chosen as special protectors or guardians over areas of life. These areas can include occupations, illnesses, churches, countries, causes, anything that is important to us. The earliest records show that the people and churches were named after apostles and martyrs as early as the 4th century.
Huh. So if somebody thinks they drink too much, they pray to John of God.
Yeah.
Instead of God?
Yeah, they're seen as intermediaries between you and God.
Huh. All right, what are the other ones?
The patron saint of prisons is Joseph Kafasel. I'm into P's because I was wondering if there was one for prostitutes, but it doesn't say one.
You're trying to shake that?
I don't know. I'm just trying to find shit. Let's see.
Trying to shake your problem with hookers?
Your words, not mine. I wonder if there's one against conspiracies. There's a patron saint of cats, Gertrude of Nivelles.
That doesn't even make sense. What do you mean?
Yeah. What?
What, if you're afraid of cats, if you lose your cat, no. What's that about?
No, like, you know, like, let's say I've never been in this position, but I'm thinking if your cat, you know, has an illness or something, you would pray to this patron saint and, you know, ask her to keep watch over your cat.
Okay. Damn, there's a lot then, man. I thought it was maybe just a few.
Yeah, no, there's a huge list. Like, the patron saint of choir boys is Dominic Savio. It's funny.
That doesn't even sound right.
Domingo Savio?
No, the patron saint of choir boys.
I know it
sounds like a pedophile.
Well, he died. This is funny. I actually know about Domingo Savio because I read a book about him when I was younger. He died young. He died a child. So that's why they made him.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, but my parents got me a book about him when they caught me jacking off. They made me read a fucking book about him. They made me put a rock. They made me put a rock under my mattress.
Yeah.
So that I felt uncomfortable. That was like a penance.
Dang. Okay. And then they made you read a book.
Yeah. So I really don't like Domingo Savio. I just know his story. Yeah, it was just a bad chapter in my life, you know, that I'd rather forget about.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, they're They're very big into that in Latin America, I think. You know, at least in Nicaragua.
Well, apparently over in Eastern Europe, too.
And, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, reading all these saints just gives you the opportunity to sell merchandise.
Yeah, that's another one.
Yeah.
They said she, I think she said she was from Poland. She sounded kind of like Russian. I don't fucking know, but. That reminds me, like, we talk a lot about, like, ethnicity and shit on this show, but. Back home, I think they talk shit about Polacks more than anybody. like in the Cleveland, Akron area. There was a TV show on the local channel. It was called Big Chuck and Little John, right? And they would play like every, I think it was Saturday morning, they would play like a horror movie. And then in between, they would come on and talk shit and do skits. And then they would go back to the movie. And one of the skits was the certain ethnic waiter. And he would always be like super stupid and make mistakes and shit. But they never actually said it, but everybody knew who he was a Polack. And there's a lot of Polacks up here in Toledo. So I don't know.
Yeah, we have a Polish festival.
I think they have that everywhere. We had one of them back home, too. You know, I mean, they got a Greek festival, Italian festival. That's in every. Yeah, that's every town, man. That's just a way to raise money for the community. And it doesn't matter. You ain't got to be Polish to go to the Polish festival.
Yeah. I mean, I think those things are cool. You know, like you get to try different food, see some epic, you know, some of the dances from those countries.
Yeah.
You know, I want to go to German Fest and see, you know, like those girls carrying the big steins.
Right.
With the big racks.
I got a buddy that runs a carryout around here. Well, it's not too far from here. It's in my old neighborhood. But, he's actually from, he puts up a table at the Greek festival. So if I said he put up a table at the Greek festival, what country would you think he was from?
Greece?
No. He's from Turkey. But it's still Mediterranean food, right? It's on the Mediterranean. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
When they say Greek festival, that's a number of different countries. You know what I'm saying?
Probably when I hear Greek festival, I think like festival of anal sex.
Of course you do.
I'm not the only one that jumped to that one.
Are you talking about giving or receiving? You're probably talking about receiving.
I heard you booked a table for next year.
At the Greek festival?
Yeah.
Nah. I don't like dealing with customers.
All right. Let's get back to...
Okay. Now, here's another thing that I wanted to... Oh, God. Fucking Steven Seagal. Did you ever know that he put an album out?
Yeah. With that weird Jamaican...
What the fuck, dude? I just found this out, like, yesterday or the day before. He acts like he's worse than Joe Biden when it comes to ethnicity. He said he's Russian. He said he's Asian. Now he's fucking
raised in the black church.
Yeah, right. I wouldn't put anything past that motherfucker. I would bring it up, but I think we'll probably get a strike. Anyway, it's called.
Yeah.
It's very, very cringeworthy.
Do you have the lyrics?
No, you can, yeah, bring that up. All right. Hold up. I'm going to get a beer. All right, we're back. All right, so you got them lyrics?
Yeah, so the call is it's called Strut.
Strut.
Off of the album called Songs from the Crystal Cave by Steven Seagal. It's just dumb. I mean, all right.
Keep in mind, people, he's doing this in like a Jamaican accent. He's fucked in the head. He's mental. There's no two ways about it.
Girl, what you really want at night? Me want the buddy, feed me, make me. You make me feel nice. Boy, tell me what you really want all night. Me want the punani see for me nice.
Oh, God.
I suck at reading this. I mean, it's funny. It's worth looking up, people. It's worth looking up.
All right, this right here is for Steven Seagal. Yeah, he's fucked in the head. I can tell the weather's changing, man. My sinuses are fucked up. Let's see. Oh, I got a clip.
Oh, hold on. Hold shit.
What?
All right, before we get off Steven Seagal's album.
Uh-huh.
The personnel on it.
On the album?
Stevie Wonder is on it. Yeah. Stevie Wonder's on it. He's got African drums by Babacar.
What does Stevie Wonder do? Like background or fucking piano or what?
Harmonica.
Oh.
Some chick named Lady Saw. I know she did a song with Gwen Stefani, I think. Just kind of weird. It came out in 2004. And then he also has a second album called Mojo Priest, released in 2006.
He must be Haitian on that one. Hey, he hired all these people to help him make an album. I'll guarantee he paid more money making the album than he made off of the album. Fucking idiot. All right.
Yeah, he's not very well liked from what I hear, you know, like in martial arts or anything like that.
No, nobody. What was the dude's name? Judo Jean LaBelle. Okay. He's an old fucker. But he's tough. I don't even know if he's still around, but him and Steven Seagal got into it, or they were like challenging each other. I'm not going to say they were like mad at each other. And supposedly Judo Jean LaBelle put Seagal in a fucking chokehold, made him shit his pants. All right, I got a clip.
I was looking at this picture of Jesus one day, and I said, what is that thing around his head? And I said, oh my God, that's a mushroom. Around Jesus' head, it's a mushroom.
He's high, he's the most high. I said, so all these guys, they're high.
What? Because see, what happened was everybody would sit around and do some type of journey together as a group, as a village, right? Mm-hmm. And everybody would get the message. Then they got to a point where the environment changed, so there wasn't as much for everybody to take, so they didn't have as many mushrooms. So only certain people, like the elders, would do it, and they would give the message to the village. Because then what happened was these folks figured out that, wait a minute, we can make people pay for information. We can tell them what God said. And all of a sudden, this thing got corrupted because only a few people were able to commune with the Most High and be the Most High. I was looking at this picture of Jesus one day.
What do you think about that?
That's I've heard similar theories. kind of interesting. I don't know. I mean, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, it makes sense how the church got started. I mean, in a real fast to the point way. But I mean, and then it evolved into other things. You know what I mean? But I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, in our Satanic Christmas episode that we did about a year ago, coming up on a year ago.
Us?
We talked about, yeah.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You don't remember me talking about how these villagers, I forget where, like in Norway, they would eat Amanita muscaria, which looks like the mushroom from Super Mario.
Oh, yeah, 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 yes.
And how the reindeer will actually seek the urine of people that eat that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So the
yeah,
hunters,
I do remember that.
The men would go out and harvest all these mushrooms, and then they would drop them down the chimney of the houses, which were huts, and they had a hole in the center for ventilation, and they would drop it down there, you know, to each household's portion, and they would all have a great experience around Christmas time. And so this is where you get the flush face of Santa Claus, you know, like looking all red. This is where you get that laughter that you hear, that you see in the Coca-Cola commercials. Ho, 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 ho. Visions of flying reindeer and the feeling of community, the feeling of love, the feeling of empathy. When you download as a group this information that this guy's talking about, you become like one singular unit. Like you get the same kind of like mentality, and it's all for the better. I mean, there's a reason why they make us think that the feeling of Christmas, you know, where we're all nicer to one another, where we're thinking about each other a little bit more and differently, can only come one time a year.
Well, that reminds me. All right, so Coca-Cola, right? You were talking about how the Santa on the Coca-Cola commercials.
Yeah.
Well, Coca-Cola used to be considered just like a summertime drink when you're hot. And then the company fucking started brainstorming and hired some propaganda people. Could have been Edward Bernays, I don't remember. But how can we get people to drink this all year long? And so they came up with this fucking Santa Coca-Cola shit. And it keeps going to this day, man. It's been going. That commercial started like in the fucking 50s. It's nuts. But that last clip, did you see who that chick was?
No, who was that?
That's Billy Carson's wife. She was, so, I don't know, man. I find those two a little bit satanic.
Yeah. Now, he's doing trips to, like, you know, ancient sites now.
Yeah.
He's like, he's kind of like hustling it a little bit. I don't know. I'm not going to knock him down on, you know, trying to make money, but.
Right. No, I don't. I ain't got nothing bad to say, but I just. I get kind of a satanic vibe from both of those two. I don't know what it is. Yeah. I've been saying that. I mean, some of his clips are good. And I'll play a lot of them, but that doesn't change the fact.
Yeah, I've definitely backed away from them recently. But going back to the whole mushroom thing, that makes sense to me. You do feel divine things, and I think that if you think about it, if the elders were taking this or only some people, we would worship those people. So it makes sense. And then going back to Coca-Cola, did you know that Coca-Cola, oh, this is from Warren Buffett, actually. He says that he drinks Coca-Cola, that he enjoys it, and it's because you can never get tired of the Coca-Cola taste. You know how if you drink something a lot, you get tired of it? If you eat a food a lot, you get tired of it, like your taste buds?
You mean like Natty Light?
Yeah, or Milwaukee's Best Ice.
I don't get tired of Natty Light. I mean, there comes a point where I'm done.
Yeah.
You know, but.
And that's because there's something in Coca-Cola that leaves you with no taste memory. And that's why you never get tired of it.
Huh. Well, it used to be cocaine.
Well, yeah. But they figured it out. And I think that that's what makes it a year-long beverage instead of only when it's hot.
Right.
It's not like they're making, Coca-Cola hot chocolate.
Yeah.
For the wintertime.
So back in the day, you're telling me people were drinking this soft drink with cocaine in it, and they're like, and then they just didn't want it in the wintertime? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But once they got rid of the cocaine, they had to find something.
That's probably similar. What happened. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you hear Justin Trudeau up in Canada's getting the Biden treatment?
No.
Yeah, all the Democrats. I don't know what they call the parties up there. I think it's something else. But basically all the Democrats, not Democrats, but the liberals up in Canada want him out. And they all think he's going to lose the election, and they want him out, right? I got a clip here about it's his brother who doesn't like him.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Hold up.
Just recognize, Justin's like the captain of the hockey team. He's not the manager of it. He's not the owner of it.
Who do you think the owner is?
Who do you think the owner is?
I don't know.
You have a pretty good idea.
I personally think there's a spiritual component to all of this. So there's the supreme leader of it. But I assume business interests are
business interests. Yeah. I use the word the corporatocracy.
Yeah.
Like, their profits, come from, you look at the pharmaceutical industry, and the profits reaped out of, the COVID scenario. It's just one example. Or the military industrial complex and the money and the profits reaped out of war. Just recognize, Justin's like the captain of the hockey team.
I don't know. That clip kind of sucked. It's
kind of cool.
When I see somebody's family member, it's like a little bit of extra, but in general, the clip sucked.
Kind of interesting. And it's funny, his brother's got like long hair and a beard.
Yeah, he looked like John Lennon.
Yeah. Or like a younger Fidel Castro, when he was trying to overthrow the government.
No, that dude couldn't have been Fidel. You think so? Maybe.
Yeah, when he was hanging with Che Guevara. He started wearing that the olive green, uniform because he wasn't going to be buying clothes over and over. They weren't shaving. They were growing their hair because they didn't want to spend money on that. They got that hippie look kind of thing like John Lennon.
So you don't think Fidel Castro's actual dad impregnated his mom at all?
He just asked.
Sat in the corner and jacked off?
I don't know. They were into group activities, I heard, his mom and his dad. So
fucking weirdos.
Maybe one of them just, busted a nut a little deeper.
It reminds me of, now I'm not good with names, on the Righteous Gemstones, the sister's husband. Remember he was really like fucking like a nerd, like really weak. And then all of a sudden he fucking switched. But then he went back to being goofy. I don't know what the fuck that was about.
He got that ear piercing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so you've been liking that show?
Yeah.
You like Jesse, you said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen the other show he's in? Southbound and Down?
No, I have not.
Oh, dude, you got to watch that. So he was a baseball pitcher, right? And then he was doing so much coke and partying so much that he fucked his career up. And so he wound up going back to his hometown. And he became like a gym teacher. And his old flame from high school was married to the principal. And so he kept trying to fuck her anyway. And he would talk shit to the kids, you know, like, I don't, it's funny, man. You got to watch it for yourself.
Yeah, I've been busy, man.
Yeah, I know. My wife makes me watch TV for at least an hour every night.
That's good.
Not really. Speaking of the Righteous Gemstones, I'm taking a theology class now.
What?
Yeah. Well, it was I'm not so much anymore, but I started it when I was laid off, which I'm laid off again for another week, starting Monday. So I'm going to get back to class. You're going to be calling me Uncle Baby Fox.
Why? Why are you doing this?
I like to know the information. If I'm going to get on here and talk about this shit, you know, the beginning of it, I only got the first bit of it done. It was all about the history of, you know, what was where. And I don't believe that they are... Any education is not 100% accurate. I think it's all been fucking manipulated and shit. But they were talking about Palestine, and I think some of the names of these countries have changed. And that goes back to fucking Trump. I was really curious, because, you know, Joe Rogan's a hippie, right?
Mm-hmm.
His parents were hippies. And they passed it on to him. You can tell by the way he talks. But my fucking dad hated hippies. I mean, a hippie was the worst. But I don't hate him so much now. But I wanted to hear Rogan ask Trump, like, why do you back Israel so much? You know what I mean? Like, why do we have to... Why do we have to send our troops, you know, spend money on weapons and send them to Israel?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's one thing I don't agree with Trump on, is Israel. Yeah, I feel like he'll bend over backwards for them. And I don't know. It's probably financial, but I just don't agree with any of that shit. But I know... It doesn't matter who gets voted in. Harris would do the same fucking thing.
Yeah, I really do not understand what the heck we owe Israel.
I don't either.
I do not understand. Like, what did they know other than having secret information that they collected on top officials, you know, like through Mossad or some... You know, other agencies.
Yeah, that's probably what it is, dude. It's blackmail.
But I just do not understand. Like, they're such a small country in the scope of the whole world, you know, that I just don't understand. I don't understand why, you know, like, we were laughing earlier. We started the show about circumcision or being uncut or whatever. But, like, seriously, like, why are we cutting males' dicks at birth? You know, it started with Israel.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't get it.
I think it's what do you call it? Trauma-based mind control. Can you imagine the fucking pain? I mean, most people have already gone through it and probably don't even remember it. But
I wonder if it's to harvest adrenochrome at that instant.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, why does a Jewish rabbi like suck after debris?
That is fucking. There's nothing.
It's so fucking weird.
There's nothing okay about that.
You know, and then they all have like fucking weird ass names like Rabbi Schmoody, Rabbi, like they all have like these like childish names, you know, like I don't know.
But now that's on the Christian side of it now. The Muslims, they do that to their females.
Yeah.
But they
and
don't
in Africa too, the tribes. They'll cut off the labias,
the clitoris,
Yes. Oh, why would the fuck would you do that?
Because they think it keeps them from being like whores.
Promiscuous.
Yeah, promiscuous. That's a better word. but you know what the difference is though? They don't do it at birth like they do with like the Christians do with the males. They do it when they're like 12 or 13. How fucked up is that?
Yeah, it's very traumatic, I bet.
Jesus.
And then they're using the baby's foreskins to make these, you know, like skin rejuvenating creams. And we played a clip of Steve Harvey, being given a cream that he put on his hands. And he's like, oh, my God, like, I just put it on and it already looked, they look different. And he's like, what is this stuff made out of? And the woman he's with says, you know, baby foreskins. And all of a sudden he's like, what?
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's like this one, not foreskin, but like how they can use like body parts of animals for different reasons. So you know how people want to look better with collagen?
Yeah. You
know, like, and shit like that. It's good for your joints, you know, as you get older, etc. So we were talking at, I was talking with some people about oxtail soup. And they're like, damn, you make oxtail soup? I'm like, yeah, what are you talking about? They're like, dude, that costs a lot of money. And they're right. Like you go to the supermarket and it's rare to find them, oxtail bones. Like we throw this shit away, but it's kind of like it's not the best cut of meat. Not something you go to a steakhouse and pay $50 for, but you'll go to the supermarket and get two fucking bones or four, and you're paying like $20-$30.
Huh.
And these things don't have a lot of meat on them, but they have collagen.
Huh.
You used to be able to buy bones at the supermarket for cheap. To make soup, to make broth. Dude, it's all gone. And even if it's there, it's expensive.
Yeah.
Like ham hocks. Ham hocks are fucking expensive as hell. And they're I don't know, they're not like a steak or anything. Like I said, I think they repurpose shit a lot.
It's Bionomics. All right then. I got something here. I don't know if maybe I played this before, but it's Tom Cruise talking shit about the pharmaceuticals and shit. You familiar with that?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Here we are today, where I talk out against drugs and psychiatric abuses of electric shocking people, okay, against their will, of drugging children with them not knowing the effects of these drugs. Do you know what Adderall is? Do you know Ritalin? Do you know now that Ritalin is a street drug? Do you understand that?
the difference is this was not against her will, though.
Madam, I'm asking you a question.
I understand there's abuse of all of these things.
No, you see, here's the problem. You don't know the history of psychiatry. I do. All it does is mask the problem. And if you understand the history of it, it masks the problem. That's what it does. That's all it does. You're not getting to the reason why. There is no such thing as a chemical imbalance. Start talking about chemical imbalance, you have to evaluate and read the research papers on how they came up with these theories, Matt. Okay? That's what I've done. And you go and you say, where's the medical test? Where's the blood test that says how much Ritalin you're supposed to get? And there's ways of vitamins and through exercise and various things. I'm not saying that that isn't real. Drugs aren't the answer. That these drugs are very dangerous. They're mind-altering, antipsychotic drugs. And there are ways of doing it without that so that we don't end up in a brave new world. Here we are today.
Yeah, I agree with all that.
I mean, it's not far from where he comes from in terms of the Church of Scientology. They require their members to be as drug-free as possible. You know, although they say that prescription drugs, when people are physically ill and rely on the advice and treatment from medical doctors, is okay. But yeah, they're not supposed to drink and get high and do shit. And remember, they're in Utah where the water doesn't have fluoride.
Yeah. Oh, that reminds me.
And that's where they got FBI agents and CIA.
Exactly. Operatives. They recruit out of fucking Brigham Young University. It's openly known that they just fucking intelligence recruiters just roam the fucking hallways. Not only that, but Mormons have been known to. It's an open secret that it's okay to lie if you're lying for God. You know what I mean? It's like, it's just backwards as fuck. Such a fucked up religion. Started by a fucking, you know, the town, Joseph, what's his name? Joseph Smith. He was the town swindler, man. He was known to fucking try to, you know, trick people out of their money and shit. He's like a fucking game show host, man. He's a fucking... I can't believe people fell for that shit. But some of the other ones are the same thing. I mean, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, so did you see you've seen the video of Trump dancing, you know, doing his little like.
Yeah, that's. It's not a great dance, I'm not gonna lie.
It's not, but you know what? It's become to the level that it's a trademark of his. And I think that's the reason he's got it. That's the only reason he's got to be doing it all the time. But the crazy part is he added a new move to it. So look, he's doing a little dance. Watch what he does at the end. So he's doing his regular. Now he's jogging it a little bit. It's more circular. And now he's doing a golf swing. That's the new addition is the golf swing. Oh, my God. That guy cracks me up, dude. But, you know, we talked about the Tower of Babel.
Yeah.
And I wanted to share this clip. And it really makes sense. Now, this is a little bit of a long clip. But I think it's worth it because it talks about the Tower of Babel being compared to a supercomputer in its design. And if you really think about it, in us trying to build supercomputers, we're trying to create life just like God, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, so let's check this out.
Here's my theory on the Tower of Babel. So I was reading Genesis over again today, and the scripture was speaking to me today. And I think it gave me clues that helped me, like, figure it out. You guys can eat the meat and spit out the bones, take from it what you will, or adopt it, whatever. I just wanted to show you. It's going to sound crazy the first couple seconds, but stick with me. It all goes together. So this is generally what we think the Tower of Babel looks like. Here's the Leaning Tower of Pisa in Italy. This is what a quantum computer looks like. So quantum mechanics basically just deals with electromagnetism, plasma, the ionosphere, stuff like that. Basically, it's like the spiritual world, and you can also alter reality with it. Hence, like, quantum jumping, stuff like that. So if you haven't seen this documentary, it's really good, and it explains how old buildings, like the ones that are huge, like the Colosseum, the Leaning Tower of Pisa, that have, like, perfect geometry built into them, are actually, like, batteries and computers. He does a fantastic in-depth explanation, so if you're curious, watch that. Here's another example of a quantum computer. I want you to take notice of these, like, columns in them. Here's the inside of the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Columns, perfect geometry. There's also this lore that they have some kind of device in the basement that is, like, anti-gravitational. Tell you that it's leaning because it's on soft, like, clay. No way. This building is not still standing because it's leaning on clay. And there's structures similar to this all throughout Italy, and there's very few of them elsewhere in the world. So you have the Colosseum, all different arenas like these. The Vatican has a building that looks similar. But in case you didn't know, the Vatican's telescope is named Lucifer. One thing I found interesting is that the Leaning Tower of Pisa is attached to a Catholic church. Pantheon. Recently, NASA started putting quantum computers in their rockets. What do you think is in everybody's favorite good guy's rockets that he's sending up? Quantum computers. They're trying to launch a quantum computer through the firmament. So in Genesis, it says that the people were spread all throughout the earth. One of the most spread out populations that we know of. Italian also influenced a bunch of languages. Also would make sense of the whole living in a simulation thing. In the Matrix, they're living in what looks like just a bunch of quantum computers. Remember, quantum computers basically reprogram reality, so they shift reality, which is exactly what Satan wanted to do, create his own reality and change the one that God created. All right, so I'm going to show you exactly what was standing out to me and how I got to where I am. They had brick for stone and bitumen for mortar. So that means that they wanted it to be waterproof. Not only is that a flat earth slash firmament proof, that also means that it's probably a computer. While we're at it, here's another flat earth proof. The face of the whole earth. Think about the face of a watch. There's no face on a globe. What originally made this stand out to me was that it says AI. I know that that's not how it's pronounced, but it was, like, standing out to me on this page. And then Canon, like, I was thinking, like, the photography brand. Terra, because I was thinking terabytes. There's also a reference to parasites. And then I started thinking, what do you need for a computer? A computer tower, like the Tower of Babel. Like, the elites are looking at us like, I know something you don't know. I'm sure there's more references I missed. I'm just not really good with computers.
I don't know if the bad people are, like, mocking the Bible, or if they used it as, like, an instruction manual, because it is Genesis, or if it's, like, God giving a hint to, like, the prophecy. I'm not sure. A lot of tech companies with some odd names. Apple, like, from Genesis. We have Prophecy. We have Oracle. I'm sure there's others that I'm missing, or, like, products that have names that are related. I honestly think that the Bible, like, tells you how God codes the universe. You just have to know what you're looking for.
All right. The video is a little bit longer, and it kind of talks on other similar subjects, but, I mean, what do you think of that? Can you kind of see it?
Yeah. It might help explain some things. I mean, to me, the Bible is a fucking riddle. You know what I mean? Some parts of it have been manipulated. And it's like Jesus spoke in parables. You know, everything's a riddle when it comes to the Bible. And they left a bunch of shit out. And the reason they did that was because it was like, back when they wrote it, it was just commonly known to everybody. So, like, oh, we don't have to add that. Everybody knows that. But today, nobody knows it. You know, like the Book of Enoch and the Nephilim and all that shit. Most people walking around today don't even know what the fuck that is. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, or could they have turned it into a riddle? Like, you ever heard of that book? I forget what it's called, but it's like, it's not even a book. It's just a couple, like, almost like just a couple sentences or quotes supposedly directly from Jesus. And they're not in parables. They're not in that riddle kind of thing.
You're talking
they're
about
very straightforward.
Well, that was the one, something about a woman, right? Is that what you're talking about?
I don't know.
I can't remember either. We talked about it before. It's just, yeah.
Yeah. You know, he was just saying straight up, you know, like, just be good to one another. Don't fall for false, you know, buildings that say, you know, that they are temples. Like, very simple shit.
Yeah.
And then they turn it into this riddle so that we don't understand it. We get confused by it. And only they have the solution to the riddles.
Well, I was gonna tell you earlier. So you know how the fluoride calcifies your pineal gland?
Yeah.
They're saying that kelp will help with that.
That what?
Kelp. K-E-L-P.
Like seaweed shit?
You can get like supplements of it. I know it sounds like my fucking nose is stuffed up because it is. It's what happens when you wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and start drinking.
And doing cocaine.
No, I haven't done any coke. I don't use drugs.
Dude, have you seen the videos of Harris? Like, she has to have done coke.
She's drunk. They call her the wine mom.
Yeah, I get those videos. But in the one that I'm talking about, she's wiping her nose. She's doing the side-to-side jaw.
Oh, yeah. For sure, you know, dude. They're all that doing cackle. That shit.
Yeah, it was her coke, not Hunter's. That's why Hunter 2024, man.
They all share it. It doesn't have to be one or the other. They all got it.
Probably straight from the source, too. Real good stuff. Uncut.
All right, I got
just
a
like we started the episode.
All right. This is I forget what it's about. I'm just gonna play it. It's one of these comedy clips.
Bro, adults, we can. We all agree the Special Olympics is a good
retards.
It's a good program. It's great. I just feel like the guy who came up with it had to be like a real risk taker. You know what I mean? That's a wild thing to suggest for the first time. Just some guy in a board meeting, like, I got an idea. We should be racing these motherfuckers. I was like, what did you say? You know, pound over said they had the fastest ones. So we settle it, you know?
That was a bad... The audio was bad on that. Did you see the clip with Mel Gibson?
I read about it. I didn't see it. And Kamala's IQ?
Yeah. What do you say, a fence post?
Huh?
Said she's got the IQ of a fence post.
Yeah, you know, I keep having discussions with people about, like, for example, full disclosure, this is the first election I'm actually voting in for a president because I never felt it really... I really felt like that I gravitated towards one person or another. I forget where I was going with this. Fuck. But it's kind of interesting. I've asked a lot of people that don't live in our country.
Yeah.
You know, like if you lived in the United States and you were able to vote, who would you vote for? And you and I know some of these people, you know, like British people, Canadians, people in South America, Central America. I forget, maybe one other place, but they have all kind of said the same thing. It's because they're seeing the same issues we're seeing. the immigrants, you know, the violence.
Right. We should have talked to the general about I don't remember talking to him about he hasn't put the episode out with you yet, so I don't know if you guys even talked about it, but
we did. I asked him straight up. I asked him that question.
What'd you ask him?
I said, hey, so I know exactly what I said, hey, if you lived in the United States and you could vote, who would you vote for? As a British citizen, who would you vote for, you know, if you were an American citizen? And he laughed, he chuckled a little bit, and then he said, Trump.
I vote for Trump, mate.
Yeah. Trump, mate. Mip, mate.
We love you, General. Yeah. Go check the General out at Subconscious Realms podcast.
But today I did it to a Canadian transplant at work.
Oh, yeah?
And him and I have talked about the podcast before. And he hates Trudeau. And today I asked him, I said, hey, who would you vote for? And he said Trump.
I'm telling you, man. The media tries to twist it. They try to, and social media bots, which is controlled by the intelligence agencies, they try to twist it and make us feel like the minority, man. It's like fucking, you got to be fucking far, far left, like an extremist to fucking vote for that dumb bitch. I'm saying maybe 20% of the country. I don't believe it, man.
You're not one of those white dudes for Harris?
Shit. Come on, man. White guys for Harris.
That is one of the... A Harris Walsh sign on your front lawn is one of the most embarrassing things for a man.
Oh.
Like, you should feel ashamed.
That reminds me, dude. Have you ever... I got... In my neighborhood, there's two different spots. Not my neighborhood, but my town or nearby. There's two different spots where somebody will have like 20 fucking Harris wall signs. And then right next door, there'll be like 20 fucking Trump signs. It's like, my God, I can imagine the fucking tension when those two fucking, you know, they probably hate each other. If you're putting 20 signs out, you're a fucking extremist. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I came home from the base the other day. And I saw that someone had ran my sign over. Like, I could see, like, the lawn had been mowed that day.
Uh-huh.
And I could see the tire marks of the vehicle, like, swerving into my grass to hit my sign.
Oh, God. How fucking petty, man. How petty.
Yeah. How petty. And then, but listen to this. I know I shared a story with you, but this is how I feel about... This is why I feel the way I do about Kamala. So my father was promised a Kamala Harris yard sign 3 weeks ago now. And it never came. I kept asking him. I'm like, hey, where's your sign? Like, what happened? And he knows I'm a Trump supporter.
Did you say eight?
No.
A Kamala Harris.
A, yeah.
Oh, one okay, yard my bad. Sign. You know, I can't hear.
And he knows I'm a Trump supporter. And out of respect, sometimes, you know, like, I'll take off my Trump hat, you know, or whatever. I just don't want to cause any issues. But it's a healthy political discussions that we have sometimes. So Monday, I picked up my daughter from their house. And I saw they still did not have the yard sign. So I drove down to the Democratic headquarters in downtown Toledo wearing my Trump shirt, wearing my Trump hat.
Nice.
And me and my daughter walked in there, and they said we could take all the signs we wanted. They weren't charging anything for it. In fact, they offered us candy. And so I got
I wouldn't so I got have my took dad. That. That sounds a little shady, a little sus.
Yeah, my daughter wanted it, but I got him three signs. You know, one of them, Harris, no Walsh, just Harris. And then I got him a Sherrod Brown who let us down.
Yeah.
And a Marcy Kaptur who hasn't done anything in 30 years. But but it was cool. I delivered. This was a Trump supporter delivering on the false promises of Kamala Harris.
Yeah. Going back to Marcy Kaptur. Remember I talked to you about how she sent me a letter on Veterans Day?
No.
Yeah, last October. Excuse me. She sent like a letter on Veterans Day. I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. You know, like nobody else. I don't remember anybody else doing that except for my employer. They do it every year. But and then I seen her in an interview. I'm like, oh, this bitch is a fucking whack job. What the fuck? Change my mind, Marcy. I'm not voting for you. But
yeah, she wrote my letter. Her, DeWine, and Boynovich wrote my letter to West Point of recommendation.
Oh, yeah?
And
How long ago was that? Shit.
Fuck, 20-some years ago.
What the fuck? What was her title back then?
I wanted to go to West Point. I was just about to get out of high school. And
no, I'm saying, what was Marcy Kaptur's title back then?
The same thing.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah. Career politicians. And so I got to meet her. I got to go to Washington, D.C. and go into the Capitol and to the and Congress and everything and go into these people's offices and shake hands and get interviewed. I don't know, man. I feel bad like switching sides, but she hasn't really done much.
Yeah, right.
She hasn't really done much.
All right, I got a clip. This might be the last clip.
You and this fucking bald-headed motherfucker.
Yeah, you've been looking at this the whole time. I like Bill Burr. It's weird because Bill Burr, like if I listen to him talk, he's
you get riled up.
No, he's it's like listening to myself. He's like the same as me. But then when he gets on like social issues, I think it's because his kids are half black, and I get that. But then again, my kids are half Asian, and I don't fucking
J.D. Vance's kids are half white, half Indian.
Right.
Russians, Trump's kids are, what, half white and half, what is Melania?
White. I mean, Russian or European, they're white, whatever. It doesn't matter. You got to fucking stop falling for the fucking
Slovenia.
That's basically white.
Yeah, we would consider white.
But Bill Burr needs to fucking understand that it's all fucking identity politics, man. Nobody fucking hates your kids. There's a couple of fucking racists in the fucking West Virginia, probably somewhere in the fucking woods, and that's about it. I don't hear about none of that. Back home, dude, there were so many racist people, it was fucking ridiculous. 20, 30 years ago. Maybe because I moved. But up here, nobody fucking says any of that shit. I don't know if it's because society has changed or what, but
I've ever experienced racism. I've experienced maybe people being cautious. You know, like, for example, I can't pay with tap at my local gas station right at the corner because they've been scammed so much.
Yeah.
That's just being precautious. That's not being racist. I could tell you a racist reason why they probably have to cut that off. But I don't feel that it's racist towards me.
Right. It's like if I invited you over for dinner, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I have my wife make tacos. Would you find that offensive?
No.
Okay, let's say
Wait. What kind of tacos? Are you making them like corn tortillas with grilled steak, or is it hard shells and flour tortillas with ground beef?
My wife likes tortillas, like the wraps. I still like the old school because I mean, the hard shell with ground beef, but she makes like fajitas,
with cilantro and pico de gallo. That's what she likes.
I'm not gonna say that. I'm just saying the outer shell. She likes the soft wrap. She doesn't put all. She's not Hispanic, so she doesn't know all that. She just does the basic. Yeah. But her fajitas are good, and the tacos are good too. The soft tacos. But I mean, yeah, let's say I invited a black dude over, and I had my wife make fried chicken and watermelon. You know what I'm saying?
And grape Kool-Aid.
Come on, dude. But I mean, now we're drinking beer in this house. If you don't want my beer and you want grape Kool-Aid, I'm gonna ask you to leave. But I'm just saying, man. Is that really fucking racist? Because you, I don't know. Fuck it. I'm just tired of people whining, and that's the what I'm talking about with Bill Burr. You know, yeah, it's no, like.
I agree with you. Like, I would go to your taco thing where it's hard shells and soft shells with ground beef and maybe lettuce and cheddar cheese or whatever. And I would enjoy it, and I might give you a little bit of shit. I would be like, oh, wow, these are the whitest tacos I've ever had. Right. And then would you get offended? You know what I mean? I know you wouldn't. You probably have a snarky remark, and we'd laugh, and that would be it.
Right.
That's the beauty of it.
I mean, me and Bill Burr are alike in a lot of ways, except for that sensitive bullshit about everybody's fucking racist. Get out of here. I know he travels around to the South a lot, and there probably is still some down there, and I know there was. I mean, I had a lot of dudes from the South in my platoon. And yeah, there was some of that, but that was fucking 30 fucking years ago. But whatever, man. I'm going to play it.
Yeah.
My dad was one of these people, like, he said whatever the fuck was on his mind. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know like that haircut women get when they get to a certain age? They got a couple of kids, they just get it cut a little shorter because they don't want to deal with it. They put that little Hillary Clinton flip in it or something, right? They get it all shaved up the fucking back. First time you bend them over, you feel like you're fucking your friend Eric, right? You know? But you love your wife, so you lie and you tell him, oh, looks good. Looks great. I always wanted to fuck Geraldine Ferraro. I know, it's amazing. My dad didn't care. I remember we picked my mother up. She got in the car. He just goes, oh, Christ, it looks like shit. Jesus Christ, what the fuck did they do to you? Oh, for Christ's sake, you look like a fucking man. My mom's just sitting there like, aah. And we're in the back seat like, all right, this is what a functional relationship looks like. Woo! Yeah. My dad was one.
That was funny.
Yeah.
I think this is funny. Going back to we were talking about racism.
Yeah.
I think there can be racism even while you're supporting racial issues, believe it or not.
Like, I think so too. Absolutely.
Like, there's so many people protesting, you know, for migrants or for BLM. And if they were asked, would you support them? Would you house them? All of a sudden, they're not as supportive.
Right.
So here's a clip about that, and it's really good. I really like this clip.
Would you guys be willing to take in a black illegal immigrant? Would you guys be willing to take in a asylum seeker, as you called them, to your home and foster them and take care of them so that if government doesn't have to mistreat them?
Well, I think that's a band-aid approach, but yes, if we were involved with an organization that was what needed temporary placements for asylum seekers, that would be something.
My organization is Liberty Hangout, and I have an asylum seeker right here. Are you willing to give him your house keys so he can stay with you?
The reason we can't do it right now is we are literally moving.
Any of you ladies take in a Black illegal immigrant that's here with us today that needs a home? No, I thought Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. But they won't take in my Black illegal immigrant friend, Felix, from Mexico. I guess they don't matter that much. Would you guys be willing to take in a Black illegal immigrant?
Damn.
Would you be willing to take him in and his 10 children?
I would, not 10 children. I'd be willing to discuss it. I certainly would.
Can he have the keys to your house? He'll only take 5 kids. He'll only take 5 of his 10 children. Can he come stay with you?
We talk about it. Probably not 5, but I probably have room.
Well, what do we do with the other 5 or other 8?
I think that people should pitch in, right? I think that we have, look.
So you want to separate the kids from their dad. He's illegal.
And I have, my child has friends that are dreamers. And
he's a dreamer. Are you willing to give him like $20 right now?
You know, no, I'm not. He doesn't need $20.
Yes, he does. He's illegal.
Illegal doesn't mean you need money.
Good point. Good point. If you're illegal, that doesn't mean you need my money. It doesn't mean you need free health care. It doesn't mean you need to be funded by taxpayer dollars.
That's not what I said. I'm really... Twist my words.
Ooh, getting wet.
Dude, that girl did a great job.
Yeah.
They put themselves in these fucking situations.
Right.
Like, if you're protesting, you know, all this shit, like, put your mouth where your words are, or, you know, your actions where your words are.
Right.
But they don't. It's fucking, it's insane. I love watching it. I love seeing stuff like that.
All right, man. You ready to wrap it up?
No, I'm not.
Jesus Christ.
So I hate Don Lemon, bro.
Everybody does.
I detest him.
I like to fight him.
Of this, a veteran over how to pronounce Kamala's name. It's so petty. It's so dumb. And he's just so unrespectful of somebody that, you know, that served.
So people called you Jason.
Okay, like that's what's up.
You say that. You would say that's not my name. That's the only reason I said it. And I would respect you enough.
My name was Jimmy.
Hold on, Jimmy. Jimmy, Jason. Yeah. I respect you enough to call you by the right name.
Understood. Well, if my name was Jimmy and you called me Jason and Jimmy was running for president and didn't receive a single vote in the primary, I would take more issue with that versus you calling me Jason.
I'm taking issues with both of them. I would take issues with both of them if I believed what you said. I don't believe that what you're saying is accurate, but I think still.
Is it not accurate that no one voted for her? She wasn't primary? Is that not accurate?
Hang on 1 second. Yeah. One does not negate the other. You can respect someone and call them by the right name and also believe at the same time that it wasn't a democratic process. So
correct.
You can get
so which is
the
bigger ticket item, people mispronouncing the syllable or the democratic process being neglected?
I would say both. I think you have to respect
which is
people.
A bigger deal
I
in
think
the modern world.
I think they're equal.
Bullshit. Well, yeah. Fucking clown.
Yeah.
He talks shit about white people. Then he goes home and sucks a white dick. Right?
And then... Only Trump would randomly visit a Cuban restaurant in Vegas.
I seen that.
In a cutout. Wearing a sombrero.
I seen that, but it has no sound.
It's just a bunch of people clapping.
Right, right.
And, you know, like we were talking about racism.
Yeah.
I don't think it exists.
I mean, it probably does. I mean, at least I've seen it in the past, But I haven't seen it in years. But
it's not as prevalent as they make us think.
Exactly.
And then last thing I wanted to share is, did you know in the show House of Cards, the shadow government uses a hurricane to force President Underwood, played by Kevin Spacey, to pay FEMA $10 billion or it will make landfall in the Carolinas. As soon as the president pays FEMA the $10 billion, the hurricane turns away. I mean, we were talking about this last episode.
Yeah, the HEART program.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's openly known, man. I mean, they've been doing that shit since the 40s at least. Manipulating the weather.
Yeah. But yeah, no, man, this was a good one.
Yeah, it was decent.
Yeah.
All right. We appreciate everybody for your support and all the listeners and shit. Oh, we did have a voicemail, but
play it.
I'll play it. It's just about the fucking rap battle. All right. Oh, I got to share.
Hello, Conspiracy Soldiers Hotline. This is Clem Stump. I was listening to your latest episode, and I heard you may or may not want to have a rap battle with us. And I just thought I'd let you know that we actually have a game that can be played over Zoom from Jackbox Games where we can rap battle, and then the robots will sing the rap battles for us, and it's pretty amazing. So I could actually make a rap battle happen. All right. Bye.
I don't remember talking about a rap battle.
I don't either. Clem, you sure you weren't high, super high? She said no. She said something. Wait. Let me think. I can't remember. I know they wanted me to sing, what was
Walking in Memphis.
Walking in Memphis. I don't remember anything about a rap battle.
Ironically, I heard that today at work.
Oh, yeah.
And I was laughing the whole fucking time.
Walking in Memphis. That's right. I can do it. But I've also had a few beers in me. Now, I think I said this before. This people, you know, it's not easy for me. I think singing and dancing are gay. I'm not Tupac. I'm not a ballerina. Even rapping is gay. All right? We all know all these rappers are getting butt fucked. It's all coming out. All right? So, like I said, don't put it on your podcast, Clem. This has to be a private event. You know what I mean? And don't save it on your computer. This has to be, all the files have to be eliminated.
Yeah, this can be used as blackmail.
It's almost like gay sex to me. Like, you have a video of me getting butt fucked at a Diddy party. That's the equivalent of a video of me doing karaoke. All right.
You need a cool background and shit too.
Shit.
See, I can spit some lyrics, that's for sure.
I can rap. Okay. Yeah. I'm not as gay as Eminem, but I can rap.
Well, I always talk about that I'm one of the most humblest people out there. You know, like, so my wife and my daughter laugh at that, but
yeah.
I mean, I got some verses for that. Like, bar none, I am the most humblest. Number one at the top of the humblest. My humble crumble is by far the most crumblest, but I act like it tastes bad out of humbleness. The thing about me that's so impressive is how indifferently I mention all of my successes. I poo-poo it when a girl say I should model. My belly's full from all the pride I swallow. I'm the most courteous, biddable, hospitable, reverential, normal nary, Arnold Schwarzenegger-ary. I hate compliments.
And cut.
I am so ordinary that is truly quite extraordinary.
All right.
I'm not your normal definition of a rock.
Please
star.
Stop. Please. I will press fucking pause on this motherfucker.
If someone knows that song, let me know. Because that ain't an original.
But I'm not Eminem. I'm not going to act like I'm black. I'll be like,
yeah.
I'm a white guy, and I take no crap when I deliver my white rap. My name's Fox, and I like to golf. Right? Fuck Eminem. He's a sellout.
Yeah, he was with Harris. Or Obama. Oh,
fuck
Obama.
That guy. Even when he was popular, I used to say, man, even when I was a kid, I'm like, man, fuck this dude. All he does is cry about his mom and his baby's mom. That's all he fucking does. He's a piece of shit crybaby. And I will challenge, I will take you on, and I will whoop your ass for charity. Let's do it. Piece of shit. Okay, that's enough.
That's enough.
Ready to wrap it up?
Ready to wrap it up.
I'm going to name this one Fox versus Eminem. Nah, I don't know.
Rap God versus Eminem.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening, man. We appreciate you, your support and everything. Everybody that sends shit in. I don't get to play them all the time, but... check Clem and Fupa out at Legs and Eggs podcast. Check out the General Subconscious Realms and
Tony.
Huh?
Tony's.
Well, he doesn't really have anything. He's gonna come back on the show. He was thinking about coming back on tonight, but like I said, he's got his kid right in the next room, so he doesn't want to wake his kid up at 4 a.m. You know,
I'm okay waking my kid up. I don't give a fuck.
I keep hearing footsteps upstairs, though. They're probably pissed. I'm down here yelling, dude. Oh, well. All right. Any questions, comments, bitches, gripes, complaints, email us at conspiracysoldiers@yahoo.com. Give us a call. Leave us a voicemail. Or a question, or a message, or tell us to fuck off. 31 Flu Frog 6. That's 31 FLU Frog. FLU, flu, as in the Wuhan flu. The one from China. The one from China. Okay. Anything else?
No, visit a Conspiracy Soldier's Garlic Farm. If you have been trying to reach me, sorry, I can't reach you as often as I wish. I'm deep on the ground, I have a good signal.
Damn, you talked a lot. I'm sorry, they're not going to be able to hear half of that because the music's going. But I did hear the, I got your Instagram. Yeah.